Test 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Okay.
Shit. Who just?
Did somebody call you?
Somebody's texting me.
That's okay. You can just not look at your phone.
Yeah, but it's Benny. He never texts me. He's offering me a spot. What do you think about that?
Tonight?
September 23rd.
Oh, wow.
That's Are we going to be out of town?
Yeah, we'll be in Italy.
Well, maybe, unless the Delta variant, you know.
Come on.
Destroys everything.
Unless it's like Kylo Ren to... hang on. Have you been on Twitter lately?
No.
It's my fall plans on the left and
no.
then Delta variant on the right. And everyone's just out here spoiling every movie ever made. It's very frustrating. I was going to get around to watching My Girl.
You didn't know what happens in My Girl?
No, people had blocked
I don't remember
about
anything
that.
Else about that movie.
Neither do I. I've never seen it, though.
But that's the thing everybody talks about. Is
I
the
know.
Twist. It's like saying, like, oh, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Everybody knows what that means, even if they haven't seen the movie.
My Girl and Wicker Man basically have the same ending, as far as I am aware.
He gets stung by bees and dies?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Well, I've never seen Wicker Man, but
I think
I
a
do
lot
know
of other
quote,
shit happens to him.
Oh,
but
no, the bees or whatever.
Not to the bees. Yeah.
Not the bees.
Did I bring that up when I was shitting on Nicolas Cage?
Like, I don't know. I don't want to get into Nick Cage this episode. I told you that from the
All
start.
Right. Fine. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Okay, same.
Yeah, Delta variant. We went out to the bar the other night, and they made us show
our
vaccination cards.
It's happening, folks.
And then I guess next week, that was just that bar, because they're a stupid fancy bar, which I have a lot to say about that. But next week or 2 weeks from now, you're going to have to do that everywhere.
Honestly, when we first got vaccinated, when like the vaccine was rolled out and everybody was getting vaccinated, they should have just done it from the get-go. Don't you think? I thought like they give you your card. Okay, this is going to be like a thing I need to hold on to and show people from now on. But they didn't.
Well, people are so weird with their quote-unquote
liberties.
Rights.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I don't even think we understand a fraction of what's happening with our data and,
right.
you know, what's going on with our phones and
yeah,
our history.
Yeah, people have their
and
face and their fingerprints on their iPhone, and they're like, you can't take my liberties.
The NSA has every picture of your butthole you've ever taken.
Every single one. Even
framed
the bad ones.
in their, like, break room.
Johnson, meet me in the butthole room.
Yeah. It's just this giant hall. It's like Valhalla. It just goes on forever.
It's just everybody's butthole.
Yeah. Meet me under Tom Hanks's butthole.
It's urgent.
But I guess that's not really an excuse. If you're like, oh, okay, so just because we don't have any rights, we want to lose more rights. But
sure,
I think that's stupid.
Fine.
I'm with you. Show your fucking card. That's not that big a deal. The contact tracing is when it gets a little weird. But
I think the argument can be made that it's infringing on something. But this is... Oh, God, I hate
extreme.
This. I hate this word. Unprecedented, but it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
If we want to stop this, we got to just fucking fall in lockstep and do our little...
Yeah,
right?
I mean, how is it not... It's so weird because, like, when things happen, like the insurrection, quote unquote, and then everybody's
wait, what
like,
is the, oh, is
just the word insurrection, like people are making the point that that's not what that means. What happened
oh,
at the Capitol, like
I
an insurrection is like an overthrowing
means.
Of a government or something. I'm not even sure if that's true, but the riot at the Capitol, you know, you take that and everybody's so eager, or 9/11 or whatever, to make these commissions and then revoke rights that way.
Yeah.
And that's all fine and dandy. But then, like, in this instance, it's like, this is a little bit more obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to make everybody wear masks. It's, like, patriotic.
Yeah, I mean,
and it can't be sold to the same people. Sorry, it can't be sold to the same people the same
talking.
Way. All right, whatever. What?
No, I agree with you. I once again find myself doing what I always do, which is waffling and finding some not clear-cut opinion. Which is like, you can't get away from the fact that it's probably, I don't know. I feel like Marjorie Taylor Greene or something being like, they're taking away your rights. Sure. But like, you just kind of have to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten so stupid. Like there's this guy, I don't know, Governor of Florida or something.
DeSantis.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Have you seen that fucking speech he gives where he talks about, like, I can't believe they're going to make children wear masks.
Who gives a fuck?
But then somebody goes, hey, because children aren't wearing masks, or, you know, that this is part of it, a bunch of kids right now are in the emergency room or on, you know, life support, like this many children. And the governor goes, oh, wow. So we're blaming victims for what?
It's Wait, insane. What? Are
it's you insane. About? He turns like the woke whatever shit back on them.
Oh my
it is.
God.
And this guy went to Yale and everything, and he's just so full of shit. Like, wow. So children who are sick, you're blaming them. Is that what I'm hearing? Oh my God. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That is an insane level of like mind fuckery that I can't. It's almost impressive.
That's the stuff where I'm just like, all right, everybody shut the fuck up and put the mask on, because you're clearly goofing around. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not making points anymore. Yeah. You're just like jacking off.
What if we didn't make it political? Can you imagine?
Well,
what
it's
if we were just like,
these days.
Hey, we're not 100% sure, but it's very likely that the masks curb the spread of the virus a little bit. So let's keep doing that for a while.
Well,
and everyone's like, okay. Yeah.
I think that is what people tried to do. And then the right was like, saw an opportunity to, I don't know, make things again.
This is what I meant to say before, is like the right is always, to me, seems usually clearly silly, like DeSantis and but I always get turned off by people who also are all the way on the other side, like who are so comfortable with everything, comfortable with the rules.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. Like, those two types of people are always the only ones arguing in my head.
Right.
Like, it's always just like the worst people.
It's really bizarre. I'm just trying to think about, I'm thinking about like 9/11 and how after 9/11, a lot of stuff happened that kind of revoked a lot of rights for average citizens, and how we were all kind of like gung-ho about that, especially the right. And they're like, if there's a problem, we need solutions. If our people are in danger, we have to do whatever it takes to make them safe.
Right.
And then like some time passes and you take the opposite position, you switch completely. And now you go like, you know, even though this thing is killing people, fuck you. You're not going to make me do anything I don't want to do. And like before it was like, okay, we're going to start spying on you and we can detain you without a trial. And now it's just like, can you put this felt thing over your face if you're going to go to the store? And I don't want to be, like you said, I don't want to be one of these goofy liberal people who's like, it's not that hard, idiot, because that's also annoying.
I hate those
tweets.
The line for me is just
like, true.
As long as you're not a condescending fuck,
right,
that's fine. But then again, you know, it's hard to not react that way when people are like, are you blaming the sick children?
Yeah.
You know, and now it's just a charade.
Well, I just think these arguments just kind of play out exactly how they're supposed to go. Like, DeSantis makes that speech, and then the MSNBC people go, wow, it's not that hard, stupid. All you got to do is wear a mask. And it's like, you guys are all just playing your roles, and it's boring at this point. When somebody gives a speech like that, all you have to do is go, oh, fuck off.
Right.
No, that's the whole thing. Don't try to counter with your own like argument, and you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, you just watch this stuff unfold over and over and over again. Everybody plays the role they're supposed to play, talks to their base. Nobody's arguing with each other. They're arguing. It's like those arguments you have in the shower when you're really killing it, you know, there's nobody else there.
Yeah.
And then I would say this, this, and this, and you just say that, you repeat that, without actually interacting with anybody else.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean?
Yeah. One-sided shower arguments.
Right.
That's what Twitter
is.
Yeah.
That's what these speeches are. But I mean, the same thing with like global warming.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
You really have to be a special fucking asshole to say, to not look at the world, the big problems in the world and figure out how to address them. Instead, you say, how can I take the opposite position and rally the troops against this thing that needs solving? It's really weird, you know?
Right.
I guess it's this way to say, like with global warming, there's probably a bunch of people who don't want to deal with the reality of that because it's scary. So you're like, I'll be the politician to tell everybody that it's not real. You don't have to worry about it. And people are going to love that, you know?
Fascinating. I saw something.
It's also scary.
Just a headline because I was
too tired.
I wasn't in the mood to read about the apocalypse. But that the UN declared some sort of extra level state of emergency. You know how they're like, every year they're like, we've got 35 years to figure this out. It's now like five somehow. Right. They're like, seriously, in like a couple handful of months, we're going to be irrevocably fucked.
Right.
So, and people are still like,
Global warming is almost like charming to me now because it's like, oh, see, now you're looking at your phone.
I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, should I answer it?
No, never answer a phone call.
Okay.
What year were you born? The 40s?
I won't tell.
Phone calls are for psychopaths. Oh, global warming, I think, is just like, what would you have me do?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's
I put the boxes in the thing labeled boxes.
Oh, yeah, you know? I recycle.
I put the plastic in the plastic.
Sometimes
thing.
I will, like, I just, like, today, I wanted to throw out my old hot and sour soup from the fridge.
That has been in, that's a science experiment. That has been in there for how long?
Less than a week.
Oh, really? I thought
no.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But.
Because I had some chicken noodle soup in there for, like, 2 years or something.
Yeah, I threw that out, too. But, you know, because that would be easier to just toss the whole thing in the trash. But I dumped it out, rinsed it, and recycled it.
I took that 2 year
I did chicken, my part.
Chicken noodle soup, and I was like, I thought the same thing. I could just throw it out.
Because of global warming.
Yeah, but I took it outside, and I gave it to a homeless person.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. And a small
and
tree growing in it.
And they die of listeria or whatever.
Hantavirus.
Hantavirus. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
They keep telling us it's like, okay. I won't flush the toilet
Greta,
when I piss.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
Greta you know? Thunberg keeps yelling at us like, how dare you? And I'm like, what do I do, Greta?
Stop telling us. Tell like, you know, whatever company's just dumping shit into the ocean.
And then Donald Trump calls her a dumb whore, gets a high five, and nothing gets done.
What a slut. Not even hot. Greta Thunberg, not even hot.
She's a five at best.
Yeah.
Well,
she is five.
That was my Trump impression, by the way, folks.
Do it.
I just know I'm not going to
redo it.
Come
on, do it. Do Trump.
I honestly.
You used to do impressions.
I did, but not Trump.
You used to do Britney Spears, right?
Did I?
I think so. I think you tried it once and it was pretty good.
I don't know.
And you've done other people and I can't remember who.
I used it back in the day. I did.
On stage, did you do this?
No. Oh, okay. No. What's her name from that show we watched on Hulu, that true crime show about that psychopath woman who kept her daughter in a wheelchair and took all her teeth out?
Oh, Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose. Yeah. Remember that back in the day? We were so silly and carefree.
I know.
Now we're sad old crones.
Before global warming.
Before 2 years ago, before global warming.
We're fucked. If a big wave comes, we're fucked. I was telling you that when I lived in Harlem and Sandy hit, Hurricane Sandy, because Harlem is like high up, nothing like flooded or anything. But this neighborhood we live in now was like completely underwater. So that's what we have to look
Uh-oh.
Forward to.
What do we do? Well, we're on the ninth floor. No, we're not. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
I got some numbers mixed up.
Come kill us.
Don't kill us. Actually, well, whatever.
You know Venero's?
I know of it, yeah.
It's a bakery in our neighborhood. I just went and took the dog out, and some guy was explaining that's the oldest bakery in New York.
Really?
And then called it Venario's or something.
No.
Right?
It's not.
I almost stopped and
he's
was
wrong.
Like,
yeah,
he's holding just, a bag of dog shit. Like,
he's just dumb. There's no way.
Right? He looked Venero's. Important, though.
No.
He was giving like a tour or something.
Venerios? He's getting his letters mixed up. It's IE, not. Wait. Wait, no, no,
Venerios?
No. It's IERO. Venero. Venero. Venero's.
I don't know.
Mamma mia.
We can Google it.
Okay. But it's not I-O. So he can shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'll tell him.
Okay, thanks.
Next time I see him.
Thank you. This man is a fraud.
Yeah. Don't listen to him.
Demand your money back.
So what's new with you?
Chris Chan.
I don't want to talk about Chris
really?
Chan.
Really? You don't want to talk
Fine,
about Chris
I'll
Chan?
Fine, I'll talk about
you
it.
You introduced me to a 35-part documentary on Chris Chan.
Oh, it's way longer than that. Every time I open YouTube, there's more parts to it, and he's
still
updating.
Does he still just like, keep making them every day?
I went to his page. It's like it's all those parts of that documentary, but then other stuff, like other videos.
It's boring as fuck. You know, didn't fans make a cut of Star Wars that was like better? Or like some
Topher Grace
famous
did.
Movie. Yeah. We need Topher Grace to do a Chris Chan documentary
right.
cut.
Well, there's another documentary that's just 2 hours.
So much of it is just fluff.
Yeah.
It's just nothing. He goes through every moment of his life from the time he's born, like moment by moment, an hour
he's
for
so
each
weird
year.
That there's a guy that does that.
Yeah. He's also got problems,
definitely.
I think. So
absolutely. So Chris Chan, I don't know, people probably know if you're extremely online, but he's like this autistic guy that I would say he's in his like mid 30s. So he grew up in the early internet era,
mm-hmm.
and he is just the most cringe person in the world. Like he's obsessed with, you know, Pokemon and Sonic the Hedgehog, and he created a comic called Sonic Chew, which is a combination of the two, and he's always looking for a sweetheart between the ages of 18 and 24, white, and boyfriendless girl, sweetheart. Anyway, so he posts cringy stuff online, and the early days of the internet when it was just horrific, just chaos, just people being awful to each other. You know, all these trolls found this stuff and basically just tortured him. You know,
yeah.
would call his house, would bully him online, would edit his Wikipedia page, would fuck with him in person at the mall and stuff. And he was very easily manipulated. And part of his, like, autism is you can tell he doesn't fully understand, like, embarrassment. So they'll get him to, like, wear diapers or like, cause they'll pretend to be women.
The trolling is really fucked up.
Trolling to a degree that it's hard to comprehend. Like one guy was getting Chris Chan to take him out to TGI Fridays every week and spend his entire paycheck on this guy. Cause this guy was blackmailing.
Welcome
him.
To being a woman. That's not trolling. That's dating for some of us.
But, you know, it's that dynamic you see online all the time where somebody like slightly autistic is yelling into a camera about how it's like, I do not wear diapers. I'm not a baby.
But
and
didn't
you're like,
he do it? He did it on camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, eventually they tricked yeah. him into doing it. But it's this weird thing. And it's another thing where everybody plays their roles because, you know, you're going to go to the comments. It's all the comments are going to be about how this guy wears diapers.
Yeah.
And then he's going to make another video. And so they're always like tricking this guy into making more insane shit for them to laugh at. And he acquiesces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time.
There is something about that era, the early aughts, that was like, it was just open season on disabled people.
Yeah.
I think it was,
well, I think this is before people started. I mean, he talks about how he has high functioning autism.
Yeah,
but I don't think that was like
when
you watch Rain Man, you're just like, that guy's
peaks and valleys in how high and low functioning it is. It's like,
oh, it's not high. He says high functioning.
Yeah,
okay, he's not mute,
right?
But he doesn't understand people at all.
Yeah,
I think he has face blindness too. Like he's fucked. But like,
then how's he
the
so
things they make him do? They make him like eat his own cum at one point.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really, really fucked up. And it's funny too, because like certain elements of it you can't help but to like laugh out loud.
Yeah, you said you were laughing real hard at well, it he last night.
The trolls told him that one of the videos he made upset one of his Chinese fans, and the Chinese fan was named Ching Chong. So now he made a video apologizing to Ching Chong's family
oh
and
my
stuff,
God.
And it's just, oh, it's so cruel. And it's just been, I mean, this documentary, like you said, is like 30 some parts, and they've just been fucking with this guy since, I don't know, 2005 or something.
Wait, and this all came to
oh,
a
he's
head
now trans.
Very recently?
What do you mean came to a head?
Like, well, I don't want to spoil it.
Oh,
for
well,
the,
it's
for
fine.
The diehard people who are going to watch all
Chris
the way
Chan
to
is now in jail currently
for
having sex with his mom.
Okay.
Who has dementia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to that point.
I know.
I might just skip forward and
yeah,
try to find
like,
out
come
what
on,
happened.
Get to the, that, I mean, you think you've hit, you keep thinking you've hit rock bottom with this person,
mm-hmm.
and it just gets worse and worse. Didn't he go into a GameStop and pepper spray employees because they changed the color of Sonic's
yep.
arms?
That's a classic one. Yeah.
That is so funny.
Right now in the story, he's very homophobic, and he makes a video where he's writing a letter to Axe Body Spray because he heard gay people use Axe Body Spray, and he's suggesting they put on the can, no homos.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
It's
so
he's just this like constant source of entertainment for
yeah.
people.
Isn't he very religious too?
He's very religious, yeah.
Okay.
But he got kicked out of church for
just doing something horrific.
Yeah, I forget what he did. Stealing or something, but yeah.
What a heartbreaking. Just think like, is this not the system failing? Was there no social worker among his millions of fans?
I think, oh, well, yeah, there was actually. He had a therapist who found out about the TGI Fridays thing
yeah.
and told his parents. His parents are like 1,000 years old and
yeah,
just not equipped
like,
to do to deal with this. Didn't know. They don't really know what the internet is. And so his therapist finds out that this guy's trolling him, and she also believes that his online girlfriend is like the same guy or another troll. And so she brings that to his parents' attention, and they make him cut off communication with this fake woman. She is fake. And so then he blames his therapist and then doesn't go back to the therapist anymore. I think that's what happened.
Wow.
I'm kind of like doing other shit as I'm watching this because it's so
yeah, it's
long.
Too much. Yeah.
It gives me nightmares, really.
Really?
It has given me nightmares in the past few days for a few reasons, I think.
Yeah.
One is it's just like just how mean we were to people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like back then well, I'm sure it still happens, but
yeah. But I mean, I know we've gotten really woke and obnoxious in a mm-hmm. lot of ways, but there is something to be said for how we treated people and how we like poke fun at people who are different as like as a whole, not even
yeah.
just like little pockets of bullies, because one of like the benchmark points in this guy's life is when a video he made talking about eating his own cum, which was something that trolls bullied him into doing. They were pretending
yeah.
to be a girl who likes that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so they found this video, this radio show found this video and started playing it. And
radio
then it got
show?
Then it got to Opie and Anthony, and then it got to another radio show. It's like, it's these big guys, these like regional radio, like the big guys in Boston played it, you know,
how?
And they're all making fun of it. You can hear Jim Norton in the background calling him retarded. And it's like, it's crazy to watch that and realize what we were doing. What AOL Instant Messenger was just like a bullying tool.
Yeah.
It was pedophilia and bullying, and that's it.
God damn.
4chan, all these different web pages were just dedicated to kind of, I don't know, ruining people. And the people doing it doesn't seem to register with them that
well,
these are people.
There was this back then making fun of like people, like mentally disabled people, was just good fun for everybody.
Yeah.
It was like nobody questioned it. And also I feel like, Well, there's this like chimpanzee brain where it's not just you're making fun of them behind their back. You're like attacking them.
Yeah.
But also because you provoke somebody like Chris Chan, he often gets antagonistic. That I think fuels people and gives them an excuse like, well, he's being a dick, so I'm right. just going to ramp it up. And it's like, no, you have to be the bigger person right now.
This, yeah, like, you're right. Yeah. Like he's weird with women. Like he touches women too yeah. much when he hangs out with them.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that? Like in a group setting, I mean, in comedy at like an open mic where somebody is clearly like severely autistic.
Yeah.
And people are fucking mean to them because they're like, they're weird. This guy's a mouth breather and he stands too close to me and I fucking hate, like, fuck that guy. And you're
right.
like, his brain's broken. Leave yeah. him alone. Oh, my yeah. God.
Because it makes you feel good. It's yeah. like I'm fighting back against a bad guy. I mean, I don't know if we said this before on the podcast, but we talk about this all the time. Like, Karen videos
yeah.
very often are like, you squint at it and you're like, is that lady homeless? First
right,
of all,
yeah, every
before we
in a
get,
while.
Okay, she said the N-word, but she also, her hair is dreading, not just naturally.
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
She's
like, she's covered
teeth.
In stains.
Yeah.
She's got a hospital bracelet on.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, let's think twice right. for a second. Use context clues here. And it doesn't make it, like, just the on-paper behavior doesn't make it okay to retaliate. Look yeah. at what a good person I've become.
It's something to think about too. This documentary, I do not recommend it just because it's so long
watch
and
it.
Stupid. Watch the 2-hour one. There's another one.
Why
made
didn't
by another
we do
guy.
That from the get go?
We have watched it before. Maybe I watched it by myself.
I've definitely not. I know nothing.
Okay, we
about
can just watch that one then.
Chris Chan. Okay.
I just want to get all. I wanted to get into what's happening now with him when he became trans, and I think the documentary stops the 2-hour one, but Oh, I was just thinking about like any comments you get on anything online where somebody's being shitty or a mm-hmm. message to you and it seems a little off.
Yeah.
And you just go, fuck you, mm-hmm. idiot. Why? Because you're judging them based on the people in your life. You're like, if my fucking girlfriend said that to me, I would be mad.
Yeah.
Sure. But this is somebody in a group home probably.
Yeah, it's always important. You know when you hear somebody say, like, online bullies are actually upset with themselves and that's why they're lashing out? That's stupid.
Dumbest thing in
I
the
mean,
world.
they could be critiquing you, but
there's a million things.
What I have to say is yeah. if somebody is mean to you online, just keep in mind that they're probably autistic.
Right. Yeah, most people always, online are
yeah.
autistic.
Yeah, if you're using the internet, you're autistic, so everybody be kinder to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that freaks me out about Chris Chan is that, like, I see so many people in him. Like, he is the extreme version of what I'm about to say, but, like, other people online, comedians, whoever, who are out here fighting, quote-unquote, Nazis or whatever, or just behaving poorly and then try to spin it as actually they're cool and that people are trolls to them, you
yeah.
know? Like, Chris Chan talking about, like, yeah, sometimes I poo my pants. Everybody's human. We all poo our pants, okay? All of us poo our pants. And he thinks he's just like, and I'll explain, he explains sex stuff a lot, you know? Like he
oh my
he
God,
reads
when
blogs
he,
about it.
When he explained how he couldn't possibly be gay and he was definitely straight, he was like, and I'm so straight. I love women so much. They're so sweet. And of course, the boobies.
Yeah, yeah,
and he
yeah.
goes,
he always does that.
Boobies.
He horns himself up so much. You get it when you watch him. You're like, oh, it
this
is entertaining.
This guy loves boobies.
But he's like, in that moment, he's explaining to you.
Yeah.
You know? And he doesn't know that he's being very, very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because
he doesn't
have that part of his brain.
He's being like racist, homophobic, too. There are moments, I assume
sure,
he doesn't
that
know.
Stuff. But I'm just thinking yeah. on like, there's a lot of people who are very performative on the internet who have kind of spun things to make themselves believe that they're actually cool and
yeah.
the rants they're going on are not embarrassing and they're actually explaining to you the way the world works.
Yeah.
And it's not to the extreme of Chris Chan, but
yeah.
it is, there's some of that there, you know?
Well, I always like to step back and be a better person and think, oh,
yeah.
their brain is broken.
Yeah, you're basically Chris Chan. But then you start to think about yourself and you're like, in what points in my life am I think I got my shit together, but
that scares me too much to even acknowledge.
Yeah.
Perfect. I haven't done.
It's probably on the spectrum.
It
I
is
think.
Honestly part of the reason why I don't like put myself out there on the internet as much as I'm sometimes inclined to, as much as I see other people doing it, because it's so humiliating. Yeah. And like, yeah, well, I imagine getting into a fight on the internet. I know you have.
To get into a lot of fights, and the whole time you have the, because you're not Christian, as soon as mm-hmm. you're done, you feel a wave of embarrassment, because the yeah. whole time you're very like, this is the truth and this is the point and you can go fuck yourself.
Right.
And then afterwards you're like, even if that's true, even if everybody does poo their pants sometimes, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? There's no actual winning in an internet argument.
Right.
Nobody wins.
That's the thing that Chris Chan cannot figure out.
Yeah.
He cannot figure out that if you leave the trolls alone, they'll shut the fuck up. And he is the person every troll's looking for, where you say you wear diapers and they yell, they'll do it until the end of time. They'll yell, I'm not wearing diapers. And all the troll wants is for you to yell, I don't wear diapers, because
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. It's what if we're not giving him enough credit? What if, I mean, he did amass a following unlike anything we could even imagine. What if he understands his role a little bit?
No.
You
got to watch more.
I mean,
this guy's completely out to lunch.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I've seen it. Yeah.
He's obsessed with this Sonic Chew character he created. I mean, it's too much.
Out to lunch is a funny underused phrase, because it could yeah. mean, it could be like anything from you're daydreaming to you have like severe schizophrenia,
right,
or something.
Yeah, good. I like old timey phrases.
Yeah,
I like how Norm always collects these ancient phrases that nobody's used
it's
in a million years.
Very fun. The old chunk of coal.
Yeah.
It's almost an argument when people are like super woke. They're like, instead of this word, why not use this word? They're always lame. But if somebody like Norm were to help them draft up a few, maybe I would.
I don't
be
think
on
you
board.
Want Norm doing that. I think I know where he'd go.
There's something else to say. Oh, I guess I was just gonna bring up that maybe Chris Chan knows what he's doing, but he doesn't.
No. No, I mean, like, when they show his comics in the documentary, yeah. it's like, he's so clueless. This is how clueless he is. There's this webpage called Encyclopedia Dramatica, and that's yeah. where all this started. Like, Chris Chan was their big moneymaker, and it's kind of like Wikipedia. He found a post about him where it was, like, all of this fan art of his character, Sonic Chew. And Rose mm-hmm. Chew, and
Sonic Chew and Rose Chew have sex with each other. Are they?
Well, are they eventually, but
romantically
in
involved?
this post, because they know he's homophobic, they made like Sonic Chew like fucking Chris in the ass, and like all this like really graphic homosexual porn with his characters. And so to prove that he's not gay, he drew a picture of a girl that he hangs out with and he's fingering her, and he put that on the internet, and he had no idea that that would upset her in any way.
He like wrote her first and last name on it or something?
No, but I don't know. She knew.
Okay.
So she emails him and is like, this is horrific. You know,
yeah.
I see this shit when I close my eyes. And this is crazy too, because this is like the only real girl that ever existed in his life. She seemed like just kind of like a, I don't know, very sweet person that
yeah.
was willing to hang out with him, but was always writing him emails like, please stop touching me when we hang out.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so she's like, I can't believe you did this. This is really disturbing. And then he, from that email, thinks that she's upset because she doesn't know enough about sex. So he starts saying like, this is what's called a hand job. First of all, no, it's not. It's called a hand job. You're just upset because you don't know enough about sexuality and stuff. Like, this is the level of ridiculous we're working with, you know? He's really out there.
Have you ever told
him? He drank his own cum because somebody told him to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the line where you go, you would have to go, nowadays, I can't morally be an audience member to this anymore. Yeah. Like, this is horrific.
It
Somebody
is so
needs to,
fascinating, though. Like,
the state needs to swoop in before this guy fucks his mom.
Right.
Everyone Too failed late. This woman.
Well, yeah.
And both of them. But, like, also, it's very interesting, like, he because he's so severely impaired, he went to jail, like, regular jail?
This happened, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So I've seen, like, some people updating, like, trying to find out information about it, but I don't know if anybody really knows where he is right now. I did find his Twitter, and he was tweeting every day, and he hasn't tweeted in a
until
while.
Until prison? Wait. What about people like, we were talking about how it's good to keep in mind that a lot of people's brains are broken and to just leave them alone and not fuel the fire. But you are a troll, or at least used to be a troll to one Mr. Pastor Greg Locke. What do you think about him?
Pastor Greg Locke, just a little tangent. I used to troll him, and now he's like a big anti-vaxxer. Like, he's very, you know, a loud voice in that community. Yeah. And there was another guy named Josh Feuerstein, who I used to troll on Facebook because he was like the OG Starbucks is waging a war on Christmas guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to troll him. And now he's also like a big deal in the anti-vaxxer community. I think those guys, well, these are very specific people.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Feuerstein is a huckster. Like, he's a true, like, snake oil salesman. He was doing stuff where he would do, like, a GoFundMe to get new equipment for his virtual church. And then he would just cash it all out and then, like, disappear for a while and, like, not buy any. Like, he'd just pay his bills or whatever.
Yeah.
He sold a lot of merch, a lot of bullshit, like, trinkets and stuff, and was always asking for donations, and then he would always jump on the bandwagon of the it's like that governor, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like you're full of shit,
right?
Completely full of shit and stupid too. But so yeah, I used to fuck with him all the time. It's a different thing, you know.
Yeah,
this guy
yeah.
is like taking advantage of people,
right?
And then Greg Locke, who you guys would probably recognize if you saw him, he's another one of these dudes that pops up on Fox News or whatever. And, you know, or will show up on liberal news networks or outlets just saying the most ridiculous shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a fucking asshole. He's like, he's like, go fuck with people at abortion clinics type of guy.
Okay.
He's like,
yeah.
These are bad people in the world. You
right.
know? And if you can get, and they look at their comments and you can really, yeah. you can really get inside their heads. I used to do that to Steven Crowder too. He blocked me in like 2009 or something.
Oh, wow.
He's almost dead.
I know. Every day. I check in on him. What happened to him? He collapsed.
I read about this. He had heart problems for a long time.
Adderall.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the heart. Well, here's the thing. He's got that thing with his chest where it's indented.
Oh.
But he has like a real severe version of that. So it presses on all the shit in
Marfan
his chest.
Marfan syndrome?
That's not what it is.
It's a symptom of Marfan syndrome.
You're just saying that because you think you have that.
I do think I have it. Me and Abraham Lincoln. We look the same, Ian.
Yeah.
It's eerie.
And who else? That actress.
Which one?
Comedian. Comedy Bang Bang Woman. She's pregnant right now.
Oh, Lauren Lapkus.
I think she is.
Yeah, I'm a little Lauren Lapkus-y.
Yeah. Like spider people.
Yeah, spider horses.
Spider horses. Oh.
Sorry.
God.
Sorry that doesn't turn you on.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard of. A spider horse?
It is really scary. You hear it clapping. It's like what, like kind of like that monster in Monsters Inc. Who's like, I let 1,000 children die before I let this company down. You know what I mean?
I don't remember that part.
Okay, Mr. Water News. Anyway,
I don't remember
somebody
that part.
Out
wow.
there knows what I'm talking about. He's a spider horse like me and
okay.
Lauren Lapkus.
Odin had the god Odin.
Yeah,
had a horse
had
with six
fans.
Legs.
Oh, okay, two more. And he's
I was
a
watching.
Horse.
Norse mythology on YouTube last night.
That's cool.
Them and Chris Chan.
Which is better?
Chris Chan.
Would you rather?
Fuck your mom. or watch this documentary. I can't, like, every time I start a new episode of it, I fucking hate myself.
Yeah, you're like, why am I doing this? But I can't stop. That was
yeah.
like me watching Friends recently.
Right. It's like my Friends. Watching this 35-year-old man
drink his own cum.
They don't show him drinking his cum.
Sure they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Ian.
They don't show him jacking off into the cup. They blur it.
I miss all the good stuff. Every time I was watching it, it was like, and he wrote this letter to his grandma when he was five. He saw a
bird.
Puppet show with bears, and Leonard Bernstein told him he would be blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's how he got his name.
Christian, whatever.
Yeah, it's too much. There's one point in the documentary where it's like August 15th, 2009, a local news network did a story about a park shutting down, and you for a second you can see Chris in the background.
This guy,
I'm like, are you serious? You needed to put that in?
This guy
like,
really does his anything. Research. He needs an editor. He's doing all the raw research.
No, he needs to like learn
somebody.
About like World War II or something.
Yeah,
or,
that's
I
true.
Don't know.
Team up with Ken Burns or something.
Yeah, he needs to make the COVID documentary because he's so meticulous.
Chris Chan is not the one to. comb through every detail. Just, I mean, if I don't even know anything about this guy, come eating right away. Let's get to that.
Yeah.
And then
work backwards. Do like a
Tarantino kind of.
Yeah, non-linear story. Start with that and then go back to his childhood.
Yeah, to really
how did
hook
he get
you,
this way?
And then fucking his mom at the end. How did anybody find? Was it just the two of them living together? How did
their whole family lives together, but I think now the dad's dead.
Okay, yeah.
The thing with the family is like they had previous families, and they were, according to Chris's brother, half brother, horrible people. So I think this was their like redo on a family.
Well, good job, idiots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what your old balls produce, you know?
Yeah, his dad was like 75 when he was born, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. But his dad was around for a while, or was he just so young? He was like 16 and his dad was still going to conventions and stuff with him or whatever.
No, his dad was around into his 30s, I think.
How's that possible?
20s or 30s.
Maybe he was in his 60s when he was born. Cause
they stopped saying in the documentary how old he is, so I'm not sure.
That seems like an important point.
Yeah. But we should just watch the 2-hour one so you can learn about it. I'm trying to think of some of the more embarrassing shit he did. I mean, he's always got like a anime body pillow that he's drawn the face of whatever girl he thinks he's dating on, you know, and he made a video of him like having sex with the body pillow in the shower. And so that his email always gets hacked like daily. He keeps making new Sonic Chew web pages, because he thinks that he has this massive fan base.
Well, he does, doesn't he? Or
no, he thinks they love the comic and his original characters. He thinks that Nintendo's making a video game version of his characters, and you know.
Oh right, because they're trolling him and pretending to be like the CEO of Nintendo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that they're gonna. Oh God.
Yeah.
That's so specifically cruel. They're pretending to be girlfriends. They're honestly, in a way, do you think any of them thought they were doing something nice for him? Like, let's give him an online girlfriend.
No.
No, definitely
no,
not.
There was one girl. There's a girl who will go out with him, and then she, like, films it and puts it on her YouTube page.
God.
And he's like, he doesn't like pickles, and he calls penises pickles, so he's also, you know, he's homophobic.
Yeah.
So any sight of a naked man, he freaks out. And he went on this date with this girl, and then a man in a pickle suit shows up and then picks up his date, and they go see a movie together just to, like, make him feel devastated.
That is an insane level of, like, do you remember watching Carrie for the first time? And every time she gets bullied, you're like, this is so not realistic. Nobody is this cruel in real life, even teenagers. That's that level of why you're going out of your way to torment.
Yeah. You know, we spend all this time trying to cancel people for things they said or, you know, slightly offensive, like this Matt Damon thing that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
When there are people in the world, like, I'm sorry, they're not celebrities, so they're not. But this is crazy that these people existed, are still alive, did this, spent all their time doing this.
Yeah, and are probably like raising a family now.
Right.
We should do some vigilante justice.
I mean, the fact that, like you said, that they met up with him is next level. Because you can kind of see behind, you're behind the computer, LOL, this isn't even a real person to me. I don't give a fuck. This is like some silly thing that's happening somewhere. I'll chime in and hey, why don't you eat your own cum?
Yeah.
But to go out of your way to sit in front of somebody and kind of, you know, trick them in real life is really disturbing.
Right, yeah. And weren't
Who are they?
Recording. There's like, they have recordings of guys talking about how they were fucking with him. And they all sounded like they thought they were very cool.
Yeah.
Like, no, 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 dude, he totally bought it. And they're all cracking up. You're like, you guys are fucking losers.
Right, yeah. The one guy goes to church with Chris and his dad, and you hear the whole interaction, and it's like they're both very pleasant to him.
Yeah.
You know, and the dad is like, oh, hey, nice to meet you.
Right.
I used to be an engineer. They just kind of small talk. And then they, and then the guy gets back into the car with his friend and they just giggle uncontrollably.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
get
like,
that at all.
What,
like,
what was that for? Why did you do that?
You think you got him good there?
Yeah, got you, idiot. I pretended to be your friend. Why? And, you know, I want to keep learning about him, what happens to him, because he's autistic, he does not learn his lesson. So he continues to go on the internet. The documentary said he's the most documented person in history. I don't know if that's true or not, but seems right.
Yeah.
Because there's all these web pages dedicated to him. You know, everybody who interacts with him writes a blog about it. And so what happens to this guy mentally? Because I'm a few years into his trolling and it seems like it's very tough on him. But there's a decade or two decades that I haven't seen yet, you know, that ends with him being trans and fucking his mom. But like, he must just break constantly, you know, and he never learns his lesson. So he goes back and then it happens again. And it's just, you must just be like, just full of PTSD and you must not be able to trust anyone you speak to.
This really feels like a supervillain origin story, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He fucked his mom.
Yeah.
It's like the Rock SNL sketch.
Oh,
where he makes the robot that molests kids.
Yeah.
All the other supervillains are like, I have an ice ray.
That is such a great sketch.
Yeah.
That's flawless. He's like, I thought we were actually doing supervillain shit. I mean, what's a fucking ice ray?
Right. But anyway, it's just a really fascinating story that feels kind of fringe because it's on these like goofy internet sites, but somebody should really make the real documentary or make the real biopic or something.
Biopic? Who would play Chris Chan in a biopic? Jared Leto.
I was gonna say Jared.
Probably
Leto.
Jared Leto.
You know what I found out today? You know that story about Jared Leto sending rats and condoms to his coworkers?
Is that a lie?
That's a lie.
Oh my god!
It was like a PR stunt.
Wait, so he wanted people to believe it's true?
I think the production company or whoever was making the movie.
But
wanted,
he signed off on it. Can you please stop picking that scab in front of me? That's so gross.
Catherine.
Ian, it's really gross.
You're always popping pimples.
It's my business. But you are digging your thumbnail into a hole in your leg.
It's been there since I was... it's always been there.
Yeah, I know. You picked it off recently. That used to be like a... Well,
why don't you leave me alone? Why you got to do that?
Looking out for you.
You're not looking out for me.
I'm looking out for us.
Can we end the show?
It's 48 minutes.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Just.
We're going to do a thank you for all your questions on Patreon.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Hot Ones.
Hot Ones style.
Interview.
Yes. Which I think we should, because somebody made a good point. I still have to email a few people back. I will do that. But somebody brought up a good point, which is like, are these going to be anonymous? How are you guys going to do it? Just so we're surprised. I think we should compile all the ones we want and then like shuffle it up, and then we'll like flip over an index card or something, so we won't know what question we're about to answer.
Okay.
In the moment, just so there's like a slight, because we're not going to have another person in.
But here. I also think we should write questions for each other.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we
know
each
other.
Oh,
I've got some questions
for
you, Ian. I have some cues.
And they're all going to be very personal because we don't have much of a career to speak of. We can't be like, on the set of Jurassic Park.
We could try.
We got none of that.
No.
That'll be fun, though. Maybe we can, we try to think of some more in-depth
stuff. But yeah, so we're doing that for the Patreon. Oh, we have to wait until Ian's face heals.
Yeah, I'm in a bad place. Try not to complain about it as much, but
you should complain. I'm dying. It's bad.
Yeah. What else?
Oh goodness, I don't know.
That's enough show.
Okay, that's enough show.
All right.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.